All right, man, we live.
Yep.
You can tell you guys hear like a little bit of background noise. We're out here at Cow's Mountain, San Diego, California. Beautiful day, beautiful people outside being masked up and everything, doing everything that they're supposed to. Shout out to the park ranger that came and asked me if I was selling anything because I have 5 t-shirts out. It's not a big healthy stock if I planned on making any money. I think what we got on the table, I probably make $40, if that. That's a lot.
Right.
So if y'all can tell now, Lex isn't here. I got a very special co-host today. We'll get into it a little bit, but what was you saying before we turned on the mic? He was like, usually you so used to doing podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, just to the point where I feel like at this point, like, you were telling me the whole breakdown of how we're going to start, and I just feel like, bro, just tell me what I'm supposed to talk at this point. Like, I got something to say eventually. Like, yeah, you're like, great breakdown, way more organized than I am, but you just tell me, I was like, hey, when you point at me, I'll be ready.
Yeah, but, I mean, that comes with, like just being, I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years now, mm-hmm. and now, like, we stretching our limits, and then you start running in, like, little roadblocks and stuff, but, and stretching our limits meaning, like, yo, we come out to a spot, we set up, you know, people ask you questions, you trying to get like the episode content together and everything, set up all the equipment, and then make sure you good to even get on. So I mean, I appreciate your energy. Like, yo, when I get on, man, you know that I'll go ahead and show up.
Yeah, I show up to show out, you know what I mean?
All right, man, let's get to this episode, man.
Redemption, we been lit. Face down, ass up, bitches.
Whoa! Black drops smoking on the bomb this week. Black shots finna go down when we leave. And I got squad in the back, oh yeah, yeah. And foreign car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Looking like stars in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Can't tell me that I'm wrong. Can't tell me I ain't on. Bottle straight to the head, and I'm going till I tap out. Tap out, tap out, tap out, oh. She wanna play till the morning. To her like she want it. Tap out, until she tap out, until she tap out, oh. She wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Only when I slide to the back, close eyes in the back, cause I'm high in the back.
There we go, I needed the horns, I had to make sure my horns was in there.
That's where I'm at, bouncing on the highway, head on the highway, I only do it my way, I ain't gon' play with it. I'ma work it out, stand up while late in it. Couple hundred thousand dead man's in the safe with it. Know what I'm about, sip some, blow an eighth with you, bring it to the house. Fuck you in the car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Fuck you so good, car back, oh yeah, yeah. For real though, how many fucks I get?
Alright, 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 next track, next track, next track, next track.
Turn down, put three fingers in the air. The sky's falling, the wind is calling. Stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80, high power.
Listen, I don't care. You could be anywhere in the world. Your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmother's house, at the gym, makeshift gym, running the mountain, in an airplane, enjoying yourself, what, Vegas? Miami,
visions
New York,
and Luther staring at me.
Malcolm anywhere else is actually open besides San Diego, California.
Either way, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you.
Back to put you back, stab us back on your spinal bone. You slit your diss when I slit you my diss. You wanted to diss, but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV.
Alright, alright. Wait. We got one more, and then we out of here. The question is, where is TDE though? We'll save that though. We'll save it. We got the TDE insider here today.
Do not lie on my
enjoy
camera.
This collard green.
Do not lie on my camera.
Luxury. Chitty ching ching. Could buy anything. Cop that. Collard greens. 3 degrees low. Make it. Level, watch this, no tick. Yeah, I'm the nigga.
is lovely. Pink me, how not I remember fiend.
You have a great day. Enjoy
your
Sunday.
All right, now you take care. All right, it's time. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Welcome to the You Wasn't Outside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most, normal ass Carl. To my right, I have the one, the only. You know, I realize. Mm-hmm. So we're family.
Yeah.
You don't call me Carl, and I don't call you Zoe.
Do you call me by my full name?
I call you by your full name. You call me by my full name also, too.
Yeah, I do call you by your full name. That's true.
Yeah, and I thought about that. Today we're going to call each other by our nicknames then. We're going to go ahead and break tradition.
You know, it's funny. I was literally talking to someone about this week, that no one does that besides like maybe two or three people, and I didn't think that you're one of them, but you're right. We call each other by our full names.
Like completely, yeah. It's completely different. And I adopted Carl. I didn't tell people to like, yo, start calling me that. I was like they started saying it, then they started running with it. So, you know, it changed up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, to my right, I have Zoe. Zoe, where are you from, Zoe? Go ahead and let us know a little bit about you. We had you on here before the new listeners and stuff like that. Go ahead and let them know.
My name is Zoe, a.k.a. Fat Face Fabio, a.k.a. the Husky Hustler, a.k.a. the T.O. who's known to tiptoe around you strolls like I got turf toe.
Bruh.
I am from the beautiful, illustrious city in the South Bay, Chula Vista. I've been a Chula Vista resident pretty much my whole life. I live in San Diego pretty much my whole life. I have my own podcast. You know, I have The Young and the Wash. Go check us out, JP25 Media. And probably my biggest claim to fame is being Carl's cousin at this point in my life, at this junction.
That's true, man. I realize my name kind of rings off in these streets just
okay,
a little.
Let's calm down.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a little bit.
But let's give an applause real quick to Zoe for showing up. So y'all probably asking, like, yo, what happened to Lex? Scheduling. So last week we wanted to record here at Cal's. My daughter's birthday was on Saturday. Sunday, my boy is leaving out of town. So that Sunday, instead of like recording on that day, I decided to go play golf with my friend because I'm not going to see him for some time. And then today, Lex is doing daddy daycare right now. So that's why Zoe is here guest hosting while we're out here, and we're out here just trying to live our best life. So, yeah, man. So what's been going on? How's your week been going, man? Let's talk about that. Any news that you want to break to the people or break to your listeners that might be breaking off in this little cross episode affair?
I don't know about any news. You're literally the only person who could convince me to do this. I'll give you credit for that. Okay. Listeners, a little if you want to know how much me and Carlos are family, and how, you know, when you love somebody, you're willing to just let things happen.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that Carlos said we were going to go to Cal's Mountain to do this. I thought we were going to hike said mountain, then do pod. And I was upset, but I still was going to go along with it till I called him last night after I was having a little fun last night. I got home early enough to come do this, but I was like, Carlos, are we really about to hike this mountain and do this pod? This does not seem like a good... And then you informed me that I'm just dumb.
Yeah, man. I was like, I'm sitting up there because you were giving me times where it was like, oh, well, you know, 10 o'clock would be good or 11. And I'm like, oh, he thinks that we're probably going to walk up this hill, not knowing that I'm going to ask you to do some type of public speaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was...
Hey, how did you do as a youth in school and everything like that when it came to be like your turn to do like public speaking? You got the index cards in the whole nine.
Public speaking was fine. Like, I don't know if you remember, like, when we were little and we were at church, I remember I was 3 years old. I did the prayer before, like, in front of the whole church. That was chilling. Our church was fairly big.
Yeah.
Public speaking's fine. Public reading's hard. I'm dyslexic. I'm a pre-reader, as I like to say. Like, public speaking's fine. It's the popcorn reading that used to scare me growing up.
So you were the guy that was like, yo, I got to go to the bathroom, counting ahead. Like,
no,
one,
I'm
two,
the guy
three.
Who's like, when the teacher's telling us we're about to start reading something, I've already opened the book and started reading the whole thing because I'm like, hey, if so-and-so calls me, or like, I know in 11 sentences, I got to read this sentence. So this is all me, you know? I mean, I gotta be prepared for that,
man. You got to by any means, man. All right, man. So the question is this: I was sitting up here. Let's transition real quick. I was sitting up here thinking, like, where is? Oh, I forgot to tell. I had some names for you already. So Zoe, Fat Face Fabio, aka the Block Obama,
Block Oval,
aka Jazzy J Product Shizzle My Nizzle. When you throw the glasses on, I'll be dying.
Bro, aka Zoo-wop.
Zoo-wop.
Aka Z-Shiesty.
Aka everything.
Aka Dunzo.
You got all kinds. Yeah, all kinds of monikers.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, you know what, though? Because you can't trust. This is funny. Even though I have tons of nicknames, you can't trust somebody with too many nicknames. If I start, like, like when you when I know you and I go to different groups and every group calls you a different name, I don't know if I can trust you.
Yeah, that means you're out here in these streets acting crazy.
Acting crazy. You got to have aliases to keep it under wraps.
The whole nine.
Yeah.
So my question is to you, where is TDE? Are you a big TDE fan?
This is funny.
This
is
for today. This week in hip hop.
I'm a big hip hop head. Like I come from like I get a lot of my music from you. I can be honest. I'm not the biggest TDE fan, to be honest. I'm not against it. I don't think there's no one bad on that roster. But I'm more of a I like J-Rock a lot. I like Schoolboy. Isaiah Rashad's cool. Yeah. To be honest, I might be in the misnomers. He can rap his ass off. He can rap his ass off, and he is like a quote unquote alien. I'm not the biggest Kendrick fan, to be 100% honest. Great music. It's just.
We're not clapping to that. My bad. That was just a glitch.
Yeah.
Let's hit him with the right one.
Bruh. I'm not an Ab Soul fan at all.
Okay, so there is where I could kind of meet you in the middle where he's not high on my list, but I'm a big fan of J-Rock. I am a big fan of Ken, and I am a big fan of Schoolboy Q. You know, but Ab Soul, I never really caught the...
But, like, also, Ab Soul, even though I'm not a fan, I get it. Like, the type of music he makes, I understand how that appeals to people. Like, his audience makes sense. Like, you know your friend who's an Ab Soul fan. Like, it's very obvious which one of your friends would be, like, the Ab Soul
fan.
And
they mirror each other, like, in terms of, like, I know the people that are following of him, and they mirror each other. You know
He has a very niche audience, but they're very loyal. I'll give them credit. Like, my friends who, like, love Ab Soul, when I tell them, like, oh, I'm not that big, like, you get attacked. Like I've been attacked more over the Ab Soul take than the Kendrick take. I can say that.
Nah, they've been getting you for the Phillip Rivers takes too in my circles.
Let me explain this to you guys. My introduction to Carlos's friends was him throwing me in a group chat. Keep in mind, I'm 26 years old.
No, that's you. Just him. Even Durant, he was holding you accountable for the Phillip Rivers.
Your friend. All right, just so you guys know, my podcast, Young and the Watch, is a sports podcast, partially. The Phil Rivers take was spot on. The problem is we live in San Diego, so they're emotionally invested in Felipe Rios, so it's a whole different situation. If we were in Minnesota, they wouldn't feel this way about him because the rest of the world feels like I do. Like he's the number 19 best quarterback ever.
I'm not gonna give you that one. I will give it to you at a much higher rate, but I'm not gonna go down that line with you with that one. Nah. You gotta put some respect on my man Phillip's name.
Hey bro, I respect it. He's the greatest player in Chargers history, or probably the second greatest player, but that's not really saying too much.
He's better than Matt Ryan.
He's not.
All right.
He's done nothing better than Matt Ryan his whole career.
Listen, our listeners don't care about the sports.
They don't.
We'll definitely continue this conversation in the car, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So the reason why I got to this whole TDE topic in the first place was because I realized, like, Kendrick hasn't dropped an album since, I want to say, 2018, 2017.
Yeah, it's been about three.
Same thing with Schoolboy Q. J-Rock's album was, like, 2000, in the 2018, if I'm correct, because it wasn't in 2019 off the top of my head. We can look this up. It's funner to speculate.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Funner is not a word either.
But funner's not a word?
Funner's not a word. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Funnel is.
Yeah.
Funnel, but not funner. Yeah. But, I mean, I was sitting here thinking, like, man, I love their music. And it's like, man, but, you know, with the pandemic and everything, I can understand that it's not the best time to put out music if you're a major label artist. Probably the reason why we haven't got a Drake album and it's almost March. You know, Certified Lover Boy. I don't feel like a lover boy in the summertime, but it's whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I need some Aubrey. I need some thought music. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not trying to catch feelings and sweat at the same time. Like I don't need this in May.
It's not gonna work. It's not Jamaica, brother. I'm sorry. You know, we live in. But I mean, at the same token, too, man. Like that's where I was at with that.
I think what. This TDE not having music out, that doesn't surprise me because I feel like if you see how they put out music and things like that, they all move on one accord. Like they all, like when one's dropping, the other ones aren't putting out music and things like that. I think what's really the telling sign though is we're not getting features. Like they're quote unquote not outside right now. Mm. Like we got a Schoolboy feature. I think he just dropped a song with Freddie Gibbs 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like we haven't heard noise from like the whole camp. I think SZA's coming soon.
I would count her in there, and I love yeah,
great music. Well, I think she's coming.
Yeah.
If I could guess, because the good thing is she's a little bit more active socially, like on social media and stuff. The thing is, like Schoolboy's not that socially like social media active. I don't even think he's on Instagram anymore. He's one of the best Instagrams I've ever seen. Kendrick's just not out there. Absol, like I said, I don't follow him to begin with. And J-Rock always is in the studio, but I feel like he just doesn't give us music all the time.
He takes a lot of photos of him in the studio.
Yeah, like a ton. Like his camera roll has to be crazy.
Yeah. or somebody else's at for that matter. All right, man. So let's go ahead and we'll transition off to something new. I just hope that we get a Kendrick project or a Schoolboy Q project. That would be great. All right, man. Let's hop into this random shit to fill in time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you specifically, right? Mm. Thinking back on your last few chicks that you've talked to, where have you met them at?
Either through work or a friend of a friend.
Through work or a friend of a friend?
Yeah.
Nothing like never at a club or nothing like that or a bar?
Not the last few. I probably haven't met... Like, I met women at bars, but not, like, the last couple. I would say probably before the pandemic. And I was on a little run, if you shall call it. And, I think I met most of them through work or a friend of a friend.
You think you have a high percentage chance in running into them, running into women more through a friend or through work?
I can say it's gotta work anymore. I used to work at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So I see people every day. Mm-hmm. So I would say technically a higher percentage chances at the restaurant, if that's the case, because I'm seeing more of them. But I mean, I don't know what the shooting percentage looks like via the restaurant. Like, you get up more shots, you might not hit as many. And then through your friend, but even like through the friend of a friend, it's usually like I see my homegirl's friend, and I'm going to approach it without her even being aware of me.
Oh, so you're not the guy that says, hey, hook me up with
you. Oh, no, I am that guy. I am that guy. But I'm just saying the last few, I wasn't that guy. I'll let her be aware of my intentions. Like, not intentions, but because, you know, sometimes you need to be warned about things. Like, sometimes you need to tell your friends you're trying to do it, because they're going to give you maybe not a background check, but there might be information you need to know that you might not be aware of. Like, you know, kids, crazy exes, things of like that nature that, like, if you just try to jump in yourself and you find out on your own, you might not be mentally prepared for.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Okay, so I will say this. The last three that I dated probably were either, like, through work, friend of a friend, or meeting someone out somewhere. So, like, the last one, like, meeting them out somewhere, that was, like, I went to Beer Fest downtown. Mm. Now, you can only imagine the type of crowd that I ran into.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. We won't say names or that like that. I'll tell you who I'm talking about specifically at another date. But, all right, so I went and asked our listeners, right? Mm. And I ran, like, a poll. And so this is what people said. At a barbecue. Is that the spot where you want to meet somebody? Is that the barbecue?
I mean, I'm not opposed. I just feel like when I throw barbecues, I know everyone there for the most part. Like, I'm rarely going, like, that's not the first time I'm meeting somebody for the most part. Like, I don't bring new friends to the barbecue.
Like people you already know.
I've already seen how you act outside, so I wanted, like, I can handle you in an intimate setting like a barbecue. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Downtown San Diego. That's another hot spot if you're going out on a Friday or Saturday night. What I hate doing, I hate being the guy, like, if you're, like, somewhere and you're, like, in a section or whatever, and then you got to talk super loud to, like, get to know. That's not the place where you're going to get.
The club voice. You got to have the club voice.
Yeah, but you can't have a super deep, like, hey, what's your take on life? Like, you can't do that in the section.
You can't have a deep conversation, and you can't. The worst thing is when the music stops, and now you're just yelling in her ear for that half a second, and then you lost it. You lost her completely.
I get tired of the little clap thing going. All right, school is another spot that they have.
So, oh, of course.
A lot of people said that, like, they met, like, a significant other and stuff like that, like, in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, I did too, you know, and I feel like that's, like, a high volume of place, like, that you're at. It's, like, its own ecosystem.
No, 100%. Like, one of my favorite things, you know, I went to school on the East Coast for a little bit, and that was cool. But what I loved when I got home was all my friends went to schools all over California and other states. Like, and that was the best thing. It's like, oh, I get to go visit my boy. I get to go. And now, you know, new demographic of women you're around. You get to see things. So, yeah, things of that nature. That's cool. The school thing, I think, is big. But eventually, you're out of school.
Yeah. Work is at – so, and then a lot of people, you know, meet people at work. So, and then let's see, through other friends, college, high school, If you, hey, look, at our age right now, if you still rocking with the person that you met through high met in high school, shout out to y'all.
I can say that I have about five friends, like couples, that are have been rocking since like sophomore year of high school.
Yeah?
Like
they got at kids least, and stuff now?
No.
That's a long time to make it, like, you know, without, because you what, 26?
I'm 26. Yeah, I can say I have about four groups of friends that are probably 10 years deep at 26.
Mm.
Yeah. And, like, two of them have never broke up. Like, they have been solid.
Now, peep this one. Your co-worker's sister.
That one, you know what it is? If we're not friends, like I don't... The less I know the co-worker, the more inclined I am to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because I've even, like... I got a coworker's roommate, and that was still kind of an issue at one point. And that's just the roommate, you know. It's just, but it's like being in someone's living space, being around someone's family. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like,
I think the friendship might end if you treat my sister like shit too.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say earlier about with the friends of a friend thing. You gotta. There's new rules depending on how you meet somebody.
Right.
Like if I meet like. She might already know who you are. Like, if it's your boy's sister or your coworker's sister, she might have a preconceived notion of how you are. So now you got to live up to that standard or prove her wrong that you're not the type of guy that she has been informed that you are.
Or just know that every time you get in an argument, you're susceptible to arguing with your boy, too.
Dude, that is... That, can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I learned this at a young age through one of my cousins. She did this. Ladies, do not tell your family every time you get in a fight with your man. Because then later, if you meet a fight, not like you got like he cheated or something, but it warps the perception that they have of him early on. And then you wonder why later your family doesn't like him.
Yeah.
It's because you've gone back and explained everything he's ever done. Everything.
Yeah. So when he does anything positive, it's like, yeah, he did something positive, but he still ain't shit though.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
let me get a Rick Ross for you. Yeah, man. All right, here we go. So, all right, here's another question that I posed to them. How long does a generation last? Is it 0 to 15 years or 15 to 30 years?
I say 0 to 15, and I think with these newer generations, it might not even be 15, to be honest with you. I think the world changes so fast that, like, I think generations are based off of information and, like, things you were there for, in a sense, global events, you know what I mean? That's what everyone looks back on. Like, the generation before us went through things, the generation before that. But the thing is, the world moves so fast now, I think generations are even shorter. These kids don't have the attention they don't have the attention to pay attention.
But, like, when you think about it, like, in a sense of maybe music and culture now, how would you say how long a generation lasts?
Music?
Because we was
6 years.
You think so?
Who was hot 6 years ago?
But okay, but you gotta, but you also gotta take into account when you was young, what music were you listening to at 12, 13 years old?
Mike Jones.
Okay.
Paul Wall, Slim Thug.
So are you part of that generation?
Yeah, no question.
Because you could probably like reiterate a Mike Jones song if it came down to it.
No question.
Yeah. So like, okay, then your generation spans from what, 04? Okay, you're still right now listening to music now. So what is that?
So are we talking about me being...
I have no dead set answer. My only thing is like, how long does it generate? Like the best guesstimate. We're going to come up with a solution.
I'm going to go, okay. You know, I would say in current times, I think a generation is 8 to 11 years.
8 to 11 years.
Yeah, because I think... Because I have a brother who's a lot older than me, mm-hmm. and there's a clear gap there. And then I have a brother who's not that much younger than me.
And your older brother listened to Master P and No Limit Records.
Exactly.
So I don't resonate with that. I remember it because, like, you know, exactly. We were around at the time. But I didn't know Master P's catalog or nothing like that.
I listened to Eminem, like, my whole, like, youth. And I don't still consider myself really, like, I was around for it when he got bigger. But that early on stuff, I heard it, but I wasn't around for that.
Which, like, is opposed because I'm, like, what? Four and a half years older than you. So, like, for me, Eminem is, like, in my bracket.
Exactly. Like, I was there for it. Like, I saw it. Like, I was alive for 8 Mile and stuff like that. I remember the Slim Shady LP, but, like, it's a little, that wasn't the music of my generation. Like,
just
that.
Like Allen Iverson isn't a player of your generation.
Oh, that's a lie.
I couldn't give you that.
Bro, the first NBA Finals I remember is I was in kindergarten I was in kinder or first grade, and we were at the school we went to, and I remember being in the lunchroom and literally seeing two kids fight over who was better between Kobe and Allen Iverson.
The shoes out and stuff like that?
Yeah, I had a pair of Allen Iversons in the second grade. I had the slip-on joints with his picture on the bottom. It was hard.
All right, man. So then, like, when I look at it based off of that, that was what? What year was that then?
If I was in the second grade, it was 02.
02. So then a generation's got to last about 20 to 25 years.
You think a generation?
You know when people say, like when your moms or your pops say, like, oh, man, back in my day or my generation.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Because, you know, back to, like, me saying.
Like, in terms of dominance, though, is what I'm saying. Like, that, like where that culture or that generation is dominant, it's got to be about 15 to 20 years.
Then. Yeah, you know, I take back what I said because I was talking about Sorry, I blanked out for a second. Oh, I was saying, like, current events control, like, generations. That's what people hold on to and things of that nature. You know, I didn't take into account, like, some people will be younger during a generation. Like, you know, there will be gaps of that. And I didn't take that. Like, perfect example, not to bring up some tragedy. Like I think I was in the first grade when 9/11 happened. Mm. I'm still part of that generation of people who remember 9/11. You know what I mean? Or, like, any other, like, world event. Like,
or, like, what happened during that day and stuff like that.
You know, there's tons of political things that are happening right now. Even if you're 16 right now, you're still part of the generation who saw this. Even though there's a 10-year gap between me and a 16-year-old, that person is still part of the generation.
Right.
Yeah, so you're okay. I see what you're saying.
In that regard, like, that makes, yeah, to me, like, now, like, we can go ahead and guesstimate that the answer is 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, I guess it, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, that's cool. That makes sense. All right. Got the answers that I'm looking for. Here we go. This is what I was saying. You know, this kind of goes throughfold, hanging out with people that are younger than you. So now your age group, we'll talk from your experience first, right? From your age group right now, you're 26. What is it like? Describe the last time you hung out with somebody 19 to 20.
You know what's hilarious? I just did this week. My boy got a new girl.
Court's in session.
My boy's got a new girl. Great. She's super cool. Very mature, like, soft-spoken, very smart.
When you say the word mature, I know she's got to be younger.
Yeah, but, like, cause to the point where I knew she was younger than us. I didn't know she was this. I'm not going to say her age, but she's significantly, like, there's, like, a 7-year gap between him and her.
Yeah.
And she was cool, but I didn't realize she was that much younger. I have a younger brother, and he's 4.5 years younger than me, and there's a gap there. Like, not, like, age-wise as much. But the things they're into, the different things. There's a lot of things we're similar about because we're siblings.
What do you think that, like, for you, I'm interested to know, like, because y'all not that far apart because y'all both still in your 20s.
I feel like, ironically, I feel washed around them because things that they're accustomed to, I saw happen. Like, in the sense of, like, I remember when Instagram came out and you didn't even need you had a regular phone and you, like, it was like a weird app.
Were you in high school when Instagram came out?
Instagram came out my senior year of high school. I think it's like 2011, if I'm not mistaken.
See, now we got two different experiences because it came out like my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
Or junior year of college.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you said the way they do things.
Or just like the things that they're accustomed to. The world they live in is a little bit different. Like, I was becoming an adult when a lot of things change in the world, like the way people go about things. And so, like, you have to, when you're older, you have to change your mindset and get with the times, in a sense. He's used to the times. Like, his young adult was, like, him coming into his adulthood now is when I'm having to change the way I think about certain things because I'm already an adult. Like, I have to get with the times, whereas he's just accustomed to it. Certain things work like that. Or even on, like, not even that serious. Like, I'm on Twitter a lot. Like, Twitter used to be wild.
Now we don't have a car, but you want to sit down real quick? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, come on. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
I wore my hat.
What's it say on the top? It says executive. There it is. All right, so I'll run through this real quick. Yeah, we're live right now. You caught us mid conversation. So the mic portion is right here in the front. Yeah, there you go. Let's see.
These girls are hungry.
I ain't mad at you. All right, speak into it real quick.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Hold up. We'll fix it in just a second. Hold up. All right, so let's start off. What's your name?
Victoria Rose.
Victoria Rose. Where are you from, Victoria?
Originally from Jersey.
You're from Jersey. Okay.
Jersey
How long Shawn. Have you lived out in San Diego?
Like 5.5 years now.
Okay, so you're a regular now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sports team?
Yankees.
Ah, man. Oh, the hat on and everything. It makes it worse.
I'm not a Yankees fan.
I'm always
had to get on the wave, you know. Hope did it for us. He put us on the map.
I take back what I said now.
Well, that's
that was a good answer. That's a good answer.
So what do you do?
So I own a company called Executives Extension, and it's a company that provides, like, white glove virtual assistant support to celebrities, entrepreneurs, small business owners, Yeah, high net worth individuals.
Okay, so then what does a typical day look like for you at work and everything?
No day is the same. It's whatever my client needs. So I mean, whatever business needs that they require in order to grow their bottom line, or you know, whatever type of errands they need run, like I'm just there to be the boots on the ground when necessary.
Okay, so then what's a typical, all right, Monday through Friday already passed right now. What did your week look like coming in terms of work? Just okay. So that our listeners would know, like, yeah, what kind yeah. of stuff that you, you know, offer out
for
there.
Sure, for sure. So I actually just signed on a new client. She is kind of like a health and wellness, like healer type person. And so she's looking to rebrand right now because she's presented with an opportunity to be on a magazine cover.
Yes.
And so we have an aggressive timeline for like a month out where we have to... We have to rebrand her. We need a whole new logo. We're looking at building a new website. We're okay. looking at, you know, doing a whole new photo shoot for her. So from nuts to bolts, like, she's going to be completely rebranded and ready to go.
I need a rebrand.
You need a rebrand.
Yeah, I need a... If you can
Sounds like you need me.
Yeah, I do.
Who
I
needs
do.
An Alexa at point, when then, you can have a virtual
and
Victoria?
And if you can help me out with getting, like, hair plugs and fire. Stuff like that, that'd be great, too. Rebrand the whole hair.
You whatever know what I mean? You whole, need. Whole, I mean, you know, TJ's right there.
So. if you can get this man some edges, you have done a miracle.
Man, don't tempt me. I am the man who can.
There you go. Where can we find you at?
So you can find me pretty much on all social media platforms. So Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, my website, but it's executivesextension.com is the website.
Okay.
Executives Extension, it is the Instagram and Facebook handle. And then LinkedIn, Executives Extension.
There you go. And,
and that's executives with an S, plural.
With an
S,
okay.
And then extension, singular.
Don't go adding the wrong page. You know, if they say that they're from Lake Michigan, you got the wrong area. You just got to say Jersey in the bio. And if you want to
well,
find
actually, no, it's going to say San Diego. Actually, no, it's going to say Sacramento.
It's going to say oh, so she's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We by coastal with it. We by coastal with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's executive status. We're everywhere.
There you go. And if you want to find us, you can shoot me a message, like, and we can exchange information. But it's Grown Folks Podcast Network on Instagram.
Awesome. All right. Awesome.
I'm not going to hold you up. It look like they ready to go and everything. So
yeah, we need to go get our smoothie.
There
put
you
in
go.
That work this morning.
There you go.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Take care. Oh, and also, this will be out probably tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Love it.
All
right.
There you go. All right, now.
You guys have
take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, now. That was nice.
That was great.
Yeah, it was really great. Oh, yeah, go ahead, dude. Go ahead, do your whole thing.
But I do a lot of stuff like this just for promo and stuff, so we'll definitely link up.
Yeah, we'll get it going. We're out and about every Sunday. It just depends on where.
I love it.
All right, Dal. Take care. All right, man. So we was talking about...
The gap or talking to younger people.
Yeah, okay. So then, like, you noticed that, like hanging with him is a little different and stuff like that.
They're not as... I think the biggest thing is... And this sounds weird because I think the media would say they're not as aggressive as we were.
Mm.
I'm not street by any means, but I feel like this sound now. I sound old and washed, to be honest. But like they say, every generation's softer, and I know the news will make it seem like this generation's super wild out
but
here.
But they get, this younger generation, they get active. You know what I mean?
They get active. They're like, not aggressive though. This is different. Like
the action is there, but then on the other side of the thing, it's like, all right, the deep planning isn't there either.
Oh
though.
No, no.
You know
they're
what I mean?
Ready to just go.
Yeah, like, just straight
I can
to
respect
go.
That a little bit.
Yeah, I can too. I can too, but we got to have a plan, though. You know what I mean? I don't know what the hell we're talking about, like what plan there is or what we're doing, like taking over or whatever.
But you know what, though? To their defense, everything in their life has been instant. You can post a picture on IG, get instant gratification. If you have a thought, you can tweet it immediately.
Yeah.
Like if you want to find something on Google, you can find it immediately. So the whole having to think things through, is I think it's more of information's always available to them, and they've grown up in a world where it's available or like things are accessible.
Yeah.
As we were like... Even to the point, think about this. When we were little and you wanted to hang out with your friends, you had a plan the day before to go hang out. Like, everyone had to bring their bikes over. We knew at 12 o'clock we were going to Carlos's house to play Nintendo.
Right.
And if you didn't show up, you just didn't show up. Now, now like, we got a little cousin. He's 12. He's got 16 different apps on his phone. He can talk to 35 of his friends.
They don't even hang out.
Yeah, they don't even hang out.
He's like, bro, I'm about to jump online right now. Like, it feels like they're, like, right there with you, though.
Like, imagine, remember the first time you had to call a girl's house?
Yeah.
Now they can just FaceTime. You can, like, literally see somebody.
With no problem.
Yeah, I had to memorize house numbers. People people don't even memorize numbers anymore.
So I thought about that one time, like, or actually, like, within the last 2 weeks, because, like, I was listening to another podcast, and they was talking about, like, how his dad, like, you know, wrote down the phone number and then ran down the street to go call somebody. You know what I mean? It's like we never had to deal with that. We don't have Rolodexes or nothing like that. Like, those are things that are outside of, like, our scope.
Someone was telling me this week they were trying to explain to somebody what caller ID was. And they were talking to, I think he was 15. Bruh. I remember somebody, she was talking to, like, somebody. Or at her job, someone, she works with a younger person. He was, like, 15, 16, I think. And she was telling me he couldn't concept the grasp of a caller ID. And she's like, if you pay the bill, your name shows up when you call on the screen. And he was like, oh, that's right, you guys had house phones. That's how he responded to that.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. All right, man, let me give my two cents.
Yeah.
When I go hang out with y'all, because I've been going over there a lot lately, doing the whole boxing gig and whatnot, I be feeling old as hell now. You know what I mean? Even today, like, we had that moment when you started rapping the song, and I was like, shit, King Von. Like, you know, I don't know the music. The music is different. And I thought, like, I would always be in the know because technology has changed so much to where, like, I can go find the information I need. But then even having all that information at my disposal in my hand, I still be having old-ass dude moments. Like, I got a club, like, there, like 2 weeks ago when we went to Roar Park, the guy, Adrian, he was nice enough to give me a clubhouse invite. Shout out to you for not getting to me in time. Probably gave it off to someone else. Doesn't matter.
Clubhouse is trash.
Okay, so I downloaded it. It was way too many questions that they were asking me about, like, just the startup. And then there was just too much stuff going on. I was like, yo, I don't have the time to learn this right now. You know what I mean? I'm sure I can, but it just looked too complex. And usually, like, when I used to get things back in the day, I'm from a generation where you can get a brand new toy and not read the instructions to figure out how to build it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And so, like, we don't necessarily need that. Now, your guys' generation and your, you know, little brother's generation, y'all can go Google the instructions if you lost them.
There's a PDF file for everything.
Yeah.
From textbooks to anything, yeah, you're 100% right.
It's crazy. Like, as much access as these people got to having information and stuff like that, man, I'm just realizing, like, I'm starting to lack that information.
But know what I think the difference is? There's a difference between being able to get information at any point and just not being resourceful. Like, not being able to figure it out on your own to a certain degree. But at the same time, I'll give them credit because they do just do everything on the fly. Like, because they know at any point they know how to reverse whatever they're doing to a certain degree. There's enough evidence to show them that someone's done it the opposite way and it not work or work or, like, something along those lines. Like, they live in a weird time. I think this is a very weird time in history. I think, yeah.
Yeah. It is very odd. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and transition, man. We'll go ahead and get up out of here to that. Go ahead. I don't know. There was no ends to that conversation.
There was no end.
There was no end. Yeah. We're just talking. All right, let's get to this Read 'em and Weep. All right. I ran into this crazy ass story and I seen it on Instagram first and then I thought it was fake. And then I went in and looked.
I feel like I know exactly what you're talking about.
Take a wild guess.
The heroin teacher?
No, but
okay,
he,
you
no,
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's wild too. Okay. Hey, he was a close second. It was between him and Kevin Samuel, bro.
Like, okay, what is up with this? I don't know who that is. He's been everywhere though. I've been seeing it online.
Basically what I've gathered from him, I haven't listened to like a full show of him or whatever. He just went viral on a clip. But all bro did was like he talks to women and men that have aspirations of wanting high class people. Now, the young lady that just sat here right now, she seemed like a high class woman. So Kevin Samuels will probably tell guys like us, like, yo, that's probably out of your league, bro, for X, Y, and Z. But he's bluntly honest. So one girl, she's like, he's talking to her on the FaceTime and he's like, so what would you rate yourself 1 to 10? She's like a 10. And he just laughed for a minute.
Like, when you say you laughed like a whole minute,
it was about 20 seconds a That's long a, time to laugh.
If you laugh for longer than 5 seconds, you've affected my pride.
All right, here, let's play the role.
Okay.
All right. What would you rate yourself 1 to 10?
10. Oh, don't let the laugh be a buildup.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
worse.
And
that's
don't,
worse.
Don't continue it. Don't TB continue your laugh.
The only thing that's worse than when the laugh builds up is when the shoulders get going in the laugh. Because you're laughing with your whole body.
He turned his head and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. When you turn your head from the mic and the like what you just did, like right now. That's exactly what he did.
That is so disrespectful. I love it.
All right, so here we go. Tiffany Poindexter, 44, was told to find another school for her children after she was bullied by other moms in her community. The U.S. mother of three, known as Mrs. Poindexter online, made headlines this week after opening up about her OnlyFans work.
Oh, I did see this. I saw this.
She makes $150,000 a month selling X-rated content taken by her husband to a subscription-based app. She said that they both been targeted by parents in the local area, the Sun reports. The parents were told their actions, including the recent media attention, opposes the school's handbook guidelines, and although it was a painful decision, the children are not allowed to return.
This is a private school?
This is a Christian school.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany and Chris, who claim there is a dedicated group of moms harassing them for no good reason, believe this is due to boredom and jealousy from wannabe famous individuals.
Oh, 100%. I come to the conclusion, I got female friends who they dabble in that. And I think at this point, it's just, let people be themselves. There's so many things in the world that you can look at and see. And don't get me wrong, we all waste time dealing and caring about people that we have no business dealing with. Like, you know, women, you would say women watch reality TV the way men watch sports. You know what I mean? Like, it's very comparable. I just feel like I don't have, me personally, that much energy for things. And but I do believe when people get older, you have to look for things to, like, I wouldn't say keep you going, but entertain you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, most people's lives get boring the older they get. Or they find it more boring.
This lady's 44 years old.
And, like, my thing is like this. I'm always like this. Never be concerned with what another couple is doing. Like, yeah, she does that, but, like, is her kid getting to school on time? Is he eating? Are his grades high? If they're doing all this, why does it matter? Like, because we all know the parent that your mom could say, oh, that kid could come over here, but you can't go over there.
Yeah.
Then that's perfectly fine. If she's the parent that you don't want your kid at that house because she does that, I mean, you know, to each is their own, but I'm never shaming a dollar. You know what I mean?
Nah, you can't do that at all.
And I feel like this, like, we went to a Christian school at one point. They move by different rules, man. They're probably more strict than the churches.
They make their own rules,
though. Yeah, and I just, and just to all the people who judge this woman, I just want to let you know, the church does say, come as you are. You know what I mean? We don't get to pick and choose. Like, we shouldn't pick and choose.
I've never seen nobody get kicked out for, like, their profession, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've definitely seen some things like that. I've read things like that. Like,
give me an example. Give me a few examples.
An example?
Yeah.
Like, I would say this, like, even maybe not, like, to the OnlyFans extent, but you got to think about it. Celebrities get their, like, when a celebrity has, like, a breakdown or has something like that, I'm sure that it affects their kids' lives to a certain degree. Like, when you wild out, it affects your children, you know? Like, when Britney Spears had her breakdown, I imagine the other parents in her cul-de-sac were talking crap about
other parents in her cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just things of that nature. Like, okay, you know what would be, like, how you can say, like, things get wild for certain parents? Like, imagine going, and I like them, and they're cool now, so I'll just say this. Like, imagine Matt Barnes' kids having to go back to school after the Derek Fisher incident. And the other parents looking at him like, you hopped to get it. And I understood what he was saying on principle. I do respect it. But, like it only takes one smart-mouthed little kid to say something wild to your kid about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I was a kid, like, if I went to school, like, with, like, the kid whose mom had an OnlyFans page, you're gonna get this joke.
And, like,
it was a thing too. Like you had a kid, you knew a kid, like, at that time, like, in that time period, that maybe had a fine mom. And just by having a pretty mom, like, kids was just giving it to him.
I'm gonna let you know, I used to make fun of one of my friends about his mom so much that the only way he got me to stop is I was on a date and I needed an SOS. I needed him to come get me immediately. And the way that he agreed to come get me, he said, no more mom jokes.
Ah.
And I had to bite the bullet. I was sad too. I was sad, man.
He wasn't playing with you.
Oh, he wasn't. He took advantage. He had been waiting for the situation to finally get me to stop.
Bro, hit you, bro, right when you agreed.
Oh, no. Without I was like, bro, I need an SOS, blah, blah, blah. I need you to come get me. He's like, I don't know, man.
Right when you agreed, he hit you with the hallelujah.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah, he was excited about that. He was probably thinking it was a trap too. Who knows?
Oh, no question.
But I mean, like, back to that. Like, here's my take on it. If you're gonna send your kid to, like, one of those schools that are looking at your character and stuff like that, and they wanna, like, uphold themselves in the right venue, then you're just gonna be subjected to that. Here's the thing. This lady's 40-something years old. She's probably been married for over 15, 20 years. It's the same guy she's been looking at. You know, maybe for them to add some spice to their relationship, it maybe does something for him psychologically to, like, see his wife in that regard.
I believe people get off on seeing people get off. Like, or, like, knowing people are getting off. Like, it's the want to be wanted. You know what I mean?
Or even the fact that, like, to see that other men may find your wife valuable.
Yeah, which is, honestly, I always find that some real weirdo stuff, to be honest with you. But I get it, though. Like, no one wants to not be with someone who's, like, desirable. Like, you don't want to be with someone who's undesirable.
Yeah.
Like, no one, like, I don't believe that, like, my taste is so, like, unique that, like, I'm going to be the only person who finds her desirable. You know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense. 100%. All right, man, so let's go ahead and hit this transition over to, let's see, let me get the applause. Make sure it plays out all the way. Shit you wasn't outside for. Here we go.
True.
There we go. All right. First up on the list.
I've been outside for a long time.
You've been outside for
a long time. I've been outside for a long time.
You think it's a long time. It's mediocre. I've been outside mediocrely a long time, too. Once we get to, like, 35. The thing now is, like, yeah, you wasn't outside, but the whole movement should also be getting back outside.
Outside, exactly. Shoestrings,
shoe belts.
Oh, I was there. I skateboarded for 8 years. We started that. That's us.
Do you think so?
If you buy Volcom jeans right now, there is a shoestring spot. Like, instead of, like, there's belt loops, and underneath the belt loop is, like, a smaller slit for you to slide your shoestrings
through. That's innovation right there.
Yeah, and they've been doing that for a long time because skateboarders are doing that. Because you rip your shoe, like, when you skate, you should rip your shoelace, and you need another one. So you would have it on your belt immediately. And it keeps your pants up, obviously. But, yeah, that's how we, yeah.
Oh, man, that's wild, man. So then, but I'm thinking, I've never wore one. I think my waist was way too big for my shoestrings.
Yeah.
Did you guys use
now? I can't do that.
Yeah, you were a skinny dude back.
Yeah. They don't make a 40 shoestring.
But I do remember, like, you know, you remember that? What were the silver belts, like the ones that they used to put Old English in them?
Oh, the little buckle belts.
I remember those. I remember the two ring belts that you would have to put the loop through in one side and pull it tight or whatever. So I've had nasty belts in my day.
Oh, remember? Nah, do you remember the era when people actually wore the web belt that came with your cargo pants?
Yeah, I do.
That was fashion at one point.
And those were like that was like a Bugle Boy jeans or something like.
Yeah,
that.
I had some old Navy joints that had that.
Yeah, like and you have to make sure you match the cap because it was usually like a tan belt with tan pants.
Exactly, you couldn't be wearing like an army green belt with like
had the right guard power stripe going through. My man took off in a dead sprint really fast right now, scared the hell out of me.
Bro, he was stretching for like 6 minutes. He was
like,
ready.
She looked like she pulled a hammy, man.
She blew a tire, no question.
She's walking. You remember on game day when they used to blow their hamstring and then they used to hold the football on the back? You remember that? Used to blow a hamstring. Terrell Davis in game day 98 always blew a hamstring.
Bro. Your dad always cheated in that game. I'm just throwing that out there.
Man, that was PS1, man. We five generations later, man. That's crazy. But, yeah, man. Anyway, back to the show. Here's the other one. Making your own ankle socks.
I've never done that.
What?
Never done that.
That was a thing.
No, it was a thing. But the thing is, all right, and you've known this my whole life. I hate socks. I'm not wearing socks right now.
But you've always been like that?
I've always hated. Don't get me wrong. I wear socks with my shoes. You have to do it. You don't want your shoes to smell. But, like, if I was going to wear ankle socks, I'm just going to wear a lot of lotion and not wear ankle socks for the most part. I'll say so. I am lying. I did wear ankle socks yesterday. But, like, at the time, I never made them. Like,
when you was coming, what was the sock of choice? Was it the ones that went to the shin by then?
The crew socks were popping. They got shorter as I got older. I feel like socks used to be really high. Like, or like they used to be like a thing. Like, you wear your socks high, and then they got shorter. But you gotta remember, I grew up like Dickies had just come back when I was growing up. Like, people were really wearing Dickies again. Pro clubs were out. You know what I mean? So you wore kind of higher socks with that. That was the fashion. Like,
that was the thing.
And also remember, dudes just wear pants so long that your socks could be regular size. And they would still touch the bottom of what were capri jean shorts at that point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we grew up in a crazy time.
And that's what, like, I'm thinking about, like, hold on, let that go by. That was crazy. I'm thinking about it from the standpoint of also that we used to make, so tube socks, I've watched ankle socks make a comeback twice now. So tube socks, we used to have those. Mm-hmm. And then you would take that ankle sock and then, you know, you would roll it down into your shoe. And so that used to make PE very unfavorable for me as a kid growing up.
Losing because, all the elastic.
Yeah, or your because I have flat feet, so that made it even worse in regards.
You've always had flat feet.
Yeah. So crazy. Like with the whole flat feet thing, like that used to kill me. But I do remember like having those longer socks. Yeah, and socks are expensive.
Oh, I'm big on like socks. Like, oh, I used to be big on socks, and yeah, they're expensive, especially now because socks are cool. Like, people literally pay $20 for a pair of socks that just had like a cool design on it. I bought my dad some Prince socks with pancakes on them, and they cost me like $11.
I wear those three times a week. I find, yeah, we're gonna have to start sacrificing washes. All right, next one that we got up then is guessing on multiple choice answers. I thought it was just me, so let me paint the scene for you real quick. I hate multiple choice, and when you start putting multiple choice in regards to math, I'm going to start giving you all different types of answers. Like, I'll probably give you, if it's 50 questions, I'm giving you 35 good ones, and the last 15, I'm probably going to start guessing. Like, oh, this looks like C. This looks like B.
Oh, see.
That looks like
B. That's crazy that you're the college graduate out of the two of us. Because in my head, you know what that math is? All right, if I give 35 real ones, I probably got 5 wrong. Yeah. And then if I give the other 15, I possibly only got 6 right. That's, bro.
That's pretty good, man. 41 out of 50 is a B.
No. That's 36, first of all.
No. I'm saying if I guessed on 35 of them out of 50.
Okay, all right, so let's minus the 5. So you're at 30 right, and then you add 6 more of the 15 that you – bro, that is a soft 70.
That's like but that's passing, though.
That's true. C's get degrees.
If it's a test that, like, you took the SAT?
Yeah, twice.
That's a test that you know absolutely nothing about.
But that's a test that if you don't answer, you don't lose points. Every time you answer a question wrong on the SAT, you lose, like, a fourth of a point. That was the thing.
I didn't remember
that. Was the thing, yeah.
I didn't read the rule book.
Yeah, if you don't answer in the SAT – like, if you don't answer it, it's not held against you.
What was the scoring system for you back then?
We had just went – I came in right before they moved it back down to 1,600. So it was still out of 2,400 for us. But I know my little brother's 4 years younger than me, and his was out of 1,600.
Yeah, because I think mine was out of 1,600,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's like a year – there's like a weird little, like, 4-year gap that they changed it, and then they realized that wasn't the way.
It wasn't working.
Because everyone was doing the ACT instead.
Yeah.
I literally think they did that just to, like, count
it. I don't even think I took the ACT.
I'm horrible at science and math. That wasn't going to work for me.
Yeah. No, not at all. No way, no how. Okay. So I remember, do you remember, like, when I was coming up, I went to that place called Sylvan?
Yeah, I remember. Exactly. I used to hate when you went there.
So let me paint this picture of how much I hated Sylvan Learning Center, right? What I hated so much about this place, and I don't even think they exist anymore.
No, they still do. I think it's in the same spot.
It's a sham. It is? By Merrill Lynch over there?
Right across from Benita Lolita's. I'm pretty sure it's right next to the taco shop. It's either that or it's a Panda Express.
So let's dig into that a little more then, okay? So with that being said, you go into this place. You take a standardized test that they've created. Right, I went there because I needed help with my homework. Right, that's the only reason why I went there. I didn't go there to learn anything new. So they were like, "Yeah, you got to take this placement exam. Let's just throw out a figure. I'm sure it costs a bunch, $50 to take the assessment." Right, and then after that, each session is $40 or $30 or whatever. Right, you go in there, you take the assessment. I did my whole little multiple choice learning thing or whatever. Right, I bubble it in, did all my answers. So now they're like, I'm in like 5th grade. Like, oh man, you struggle with fractions and knowing your multiplication and stuff like that.
Because I'm in 5th grade.
No, but then at the time, it was like, no, I don't. I just didn't think that this test was worth anything, right? So there's like, there's no reason for me to take it. It's not like it's gonna help me, you know, move on to the next grade or nothing. You're asking me about stuff that I already know how to do, or I may not know how to do it, but that's not what I'm asking you for right now. You know what I mean? So with that being said, after I took the test, they're like, all right, we're going to plug in the gaps of all the stuff that you're missing and build you up to today's standards. I said, bro, the stuff you're showing me right now is like for people that are like in 2nd or 3rd grade. There's no reason for me to even be doing this now. And so I went to like 4 or 5 sessions after doing that. And I was like, bro, I just need a math tutor to help me on present day stuff right now. No actual point about that story other than to say like, hey, don't fill in multiple choice answers the way that.
Well, let's touch on something. Are they trash, or did you just give a bad assessment test, and then they were like, well, let's start with the basics and build him back up? Because if you would have just taken the test serious, it would have been that bad.
My basics is PEMDAS. Please excuse
my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah, as long as I got my multiplication down, my division, subtraction, like just all that.
Skipped right over the exponents.
Oh man! See, I'm lagging today on the cell board, man. But yes, I am lagging on the X bonus. Let me hit you guys off with a bruh. There we go. But yeah, man. As long as I got those basics down, bro, I feel like sky's the limit. Here's the other thing: geometry and stuff like that I didn't pay attention to. Didn't need that until now in life. When I started doing carpentry stuff in the house, I was like, yeah, this would be great
that,
to know.
That is the
footed.
Only math I passed the first time. I literally had to retake at least one semester of math every year of high school. I passed geometry both times. It's the only one that made sense, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, man, it was a tough go at it, man. But, yeah.
What else we got?
Let's see. VHS tapes.
I love them. Oh, you see my garage. There's literally boxes of them in my garage.
So I think that this conversation came from talking with you the last time.
I know that. For a fact, and this is great because they're bringing it back on Paramount Plus. I literally think I have half of the Rugrats series on VHS. Like, my dad will tell you, they spent maybe $1,000 buying VHSs for me.
See, and that... But do you know anyone? Do you still have an active VCR right now?
Funny thing, because I was still buying CDs for a while. I have a I have a DVD VHS combo in my room, so I can play my CDs off my speakers that are attached to my TV.
Yeah.
So like, even though I stream music now, but yeah, I technically do have a working VHS player. I haven't used the VHS part in probably 10 years, but in my room there is one in case I want to put a CD on to play off my speakers.
Yeah, man, I haven't plugged in a VHS in a long... You know, we've come a long way in society, but there's no way that you can get me to like play a VHS right now. Rewinding tapes was a hassle, you know what I mean? But there were some classics that I had on there.
You think that's a problem? The problem is it's all in standard.
I wonder what the quality... Yeah, exactly. Is that what you're saying? Like the TV quality?
Yeah, like it's standard. Like, it blows my mind. My mom still watches TV in standard. We have HD channels. I don't understand it. It can't be helping her glaucoma. I keep trying to explain it to her. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest issue is, like, when I watch something, I'm just like, this literally looks fuzzy. And the problem... But back then, we thought that was the clearest picture you had ever seen. Like,
yeah, there's no way that I'm rocking with that.
Yeah, like, even... Like, my boy plugged in his PS2 the other day, and we were playing a game, and I was like, God, I love this game, but this is the ugliest looking graphics I've ever seen before in my life. Like, this looks ridiculous. But when NBA Street dropped, it was the greatest graphics ever. Like, you know?
Yeah.
VHS.
VHS. Take you down memory lane.
The golden era of entertainment,
if
you will.
Have you ever got a tape stuck in there?
We were talking about this. This is how it came about.
Yeah, that's how it came about.
When I was probably 5, I got my Space Jam stuck in my grandmother's VCR, and I might have cried for 4 straight hours. And I mean that with no joke. I remember I cried at her house. I cried when my parents picked me up. I cried when they took me directly to the VCR repair place, and then I cried when the guy told me he couldn't get it out. And he looked at me, and I was just hurt. I was hurt for days.
Yeah, man.
I was sick. I used to watch that movie like 3 times.
It's a wild game. What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, come sit down, man. Come on, man. You go. You already here. You might as well come sit down.
I want to peep game.
Nah, you go ahead and be a part of the game, man. I got you. Here we go. Matter of fact, we'll go ahead and do this for you, man. All right, we're going to go ahead and play this game real quick. It's called Choices.
Everybody got choice.
There we go.
These bitches is choosing them all.
E-40 E-40. Yeah, I can't hear it, but I know it's
all good.
That why the light that I chow.
All right, man. So we got first of all, tell me what your name is, real quick. All
right, my name is Drew Oliver.
Drew Oliver. You ain't got to say the full government,
what
man.
What you mean? I'm not even tripping.
All right, there you go. As long as he feeling good.
Yeah,
Drew.
Of course.
All right,
course.
Drew. Where you from?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Where'd you go to high school at?
Helix.
Oh, my man.
You already know.
Graduating class 13. Of 2008, right here,
okay,
man.
Okay. Yeah. I see you.
So are you still there right now, or you already graduated?
Nah, I graduated 13, man.
Okay. Oh, 30. Okay, so
he's like my age.
19. Yeah, he's about the same age as you right now. Okay, what do you do right now?
Arm security.
Oh, there you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep the world safe, bro.
Cool.
Top flight security of the world.
Gotta keep the world safe.
Straight to it.
All right, man. So we're gonna play this game. We call it Choices. Okay. And it's almost like Would You Rather, but I'm just going to call it Choices, okay? And I'm going to let you know. So these questions we previewed on our Instagram already and people voted on them. So I'll let you know what percentage of people actually agree with the choice that you have, all right?
I'm probably going to go the opposite way.
Yeah, let's see what they got. All right. Choices: have no taste or be colorblind.
No taste.
No, you were going with the no taste?
Yeah.
Wow, he did go with the opposite of what everyone else said.
I was trying to tell y'all.
35% of the people actually chose no taste.
That's actually pretty high. I didn't think it'd be that high.
Yeah, well, the other 65 is colorblind.
Yeah, but I didn't think 35%.
But see, look.
You ain't alone.
No taste, right? You can eat anything, right? Be cheap, frugal as you want.
Yeah.
You know what?
I never thought about that.
Yeah, because there's no benefit of being colorblind. You're just colorblind and don't match your outfits.
Hey, I like to look good sometimes.
Yeah, man,
you know?
So you got to know what color, or you got to trust.
And you
got to
know what your girl look like, too.
Yeah.
Those are facts. You might think she look fly. She wearing magenta pants and turquoise shirt.
You might think she white. She Asian. You might think she black. She Japan.
My man's got nothing. This is what we call perspective.
This is great perspective. This is going good. All right, here we go. Choice is be the person who flips the switch during executions, or be the judge who decides who should be executed.
Oh, I gotta be the judge.
So 67% of the people have decided to be the judge with
that
too.
Yeah, you gotta be the judge. Yeah, you ain't gonna let somebody else lead the way.
I don't want to flip the switch.
I'm flipping the switch, but it's a switch. You don't even have to be in the room. I can have my hand sticking out the door and just flip it and just close the door. I'm good.
In the law of the land, that's not considered murder. But do you think that is almost like murder? Almost
murder for hire.
Yeah.
Murder for Hire. And that which is a little different because it's like, if someone didn't want you dead, I wouldn't have this job. So whose fault is this?
I'm an assistant in the murder, my man. You gonna get some time too.
All right, next one. Choice is spend 20 years in prison and be exonerated as innocent, or be put away for 4 years and then be considered guilty for the rest of your life.
Wait, what we guilty about, though?
That was just what I was about to say. I think that determines.
Because, you know, if I'm guilty jaywalking, you feel me? Hey, give me a charge.
I can hold that one down.
Hey, you know what I mean?
We'll give you felony jaywalking. It's still a felony.
Hey,
I don't think I've met anyone with a felony jaywalking, though.
I don't think you can get a felony jaywalking.
You have to walk really aggressively.
I'm pretty sure you
can. Yeah, hey, look, we live in a social media world. Y'all know. You can do whatever with a felony.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I ain't got one, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
You want a podcast with a felony, you can make your own.
Yeah, I'm about to say, people turn their felonies into it's like a brand almost in a sense.
It'd
like
be the podcast. What?
Yeah.
You'd be the brand. What? One felony jaywalk, it'd be your story.
Felony podcast. That's got a ring to it,
low-key. Yeah, exactly.
J.O. might have something to say about that. All right, here we go. Choices: be part of an arranged marriage, or spend your rest of your life single. I know where he going with this.
Hey, wait. It depends on the arranged marriage, because look.
Let's say your folks or your people get to choose who you get married to.
I don't care. It depends on the finances.
Okay.
Listen to where I'm coming from.
Prince Hakeem.
Hey, man. Let your parents set you up with like Bezos's daughter. You know what I mean? I bet you say yeah. You say fuck every girl you talking to right now. You say with a couple billion.
I'm going to let you know. If my mom comes in the room and she's like, hey, you're gonna have to hold down Clinton's daughter. I might have to hold down Clinton's daughter, bro.
Like, I might every door for every family.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh man. All right, here we go. Let's hit this next one. Choice is go to a movie or a dinner by yourself. Oh, my bad. 79% of the people chose to be single for the rest of their life. And the other 20% chose to be in arranged marriage.
I'm with the arranged marriage, to be honest.
But I'm saying he's still picking the lesser right now.
I feel like the arranged marriage one makes literally more sense.
Yeah. Why are your parents setting you up? You think they just going to set you up with some regular old girl down the street?
Here's the thing, is like this. Think about how many bad choices people make, like dating. Why don't you let the people who know you, like, match that up? I'm not saying I would necessarily do it, but logically, it's like, you know me. This isn't working the way I'm doing it. Maybe you should be in charge of this.
Exactly. 100. There we go.
I'm with you.
All right, here we go. Choices: go to a movie or a dinner by yourself.
I'll go to dinner by myself before a movie.
Would you? All right, but dinner like at a nice spot though. Not like McDonald's.
I mean, but look,
people have to eat.
Look. You go to like the boardwalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You show out a little bit, put some nice clothes on, you know, a little bit of jewelry, you feel me? Go sit by yourself at the front. And you just peep game. Bet somebody
point.
Come towards you.
I like going to movies by myself.
I mean, if you're not confident in yourself, I
feel like you probably do, seeing how much you pay attention to things. I enjoy people watching. So I can kill 2 hours people watching. I have every app in the world to stream any movie. I have gone to movies by myself, but I can do that at home. Like, I don't get the people watch at home.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why that's so important to get outside in the first place, man. That lockdown stuff is something
else.
Yeah,
it'll make you go crazy.
But me personally, I like going to a movie by myself. No distractions. You know what I mean? I get to watch it like on my own because I be watching the full on thing.
On the real, I don't even like movies.
For real? Or at least he's honest.
You know, I can respect that.
At least he tell the truth. My man like being outside. I can respect that.
Yeah, I can respect that.
All right, next one. Choice is never have air conditioning or never be able to use deodorant.
Oh, man, you got to use deodorant. Come on, man. I mean,
that's a tough one, though. It's a tough decision right there to make.
Where do I live?
Walk this hill a couple times.
Where do I live? We're not going to change anything.
Oh, okay. As long as you don't live in El Cajon, Santee, you know.
You'd have to move next to PB.
Put me over by PB.
Yeah, there you go. Next to the wall.
As long as I got a breeze, I can go with noise. I can open some windows. There's no alternative to deodorant.
Yeah.
I'm not rubbing no crystals on me. Like, that's not. I'm not Erykah Badu with it. Like, it don't work like that.
They got those new fans where you put, like, I don't even know if they're new, but you put ice cubes.
Y'all seen them?
Shoots the mist,
bro. I'll say this: that's cultural appropriation. Bro, people have been putting ice in front of fans for years, and they just took that from us.
All right, last one is what we got. Choice is never be able to use your phone again, or never be able to use a computer again.
Oh, you got to use your phone. Come on now.
Yeah, your phone's a computer at this age.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Okay, better question: when's the last time either of you used a desktop?
My work laptop is a laptop.
Yeah, so, I was gonna say, like, when's the last time you had a press the power button on a tower
and let it hum to warm up.
Mm.
Even my computer setup, right? you put the laptop into the little adapted monitor to connect it to the monitor so you can game with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all a laptop.
Yeah, it's just a laptop with a bigger screen now. That's all that happens. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, man. Oh, shoot, man. I appreciate you for sitting down with us, man. No, you can find us on Grown Folks Podcast Network on IG.
Oh, look, y'all booming.
Yeah, man. We got everything, man. Let me get your IG. Yeah, man. You definitely, you can look us up on Grown Folks Podcast Network. Matter of fact, this episode is going to be out later on tonight. And you can go ahead and share it with your people. Let them know you was on the podcast and everything. Hold up real quick. All right, then we're back. My man, he wanted to get our information. Shout out to him, man, for coming through and sitting with us, giving us a different perspective.
That was great.
Now, you were saying that shit like this makes you want
to
do what? Like,
be outside, like, to do this. Because I do my podcast in the studio.
Yeah.
And we have audiences, like, our friends and stuff. But it is, like, as corny as it sounds, like connecting with the people. Like, you doing this, like, when you told me this was your idea originally.
You were I don't know how he's going to do it.
Well, yeah, when you were doing it, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because I thought... I mean, we are socially distant, but I thought that was the point of it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just
that's
like,
what influenced it, because I can't go out and do hand to hands. Like, I used to go out, take flyers and put them in different, you know, business establishments. But everything being takeout only, when you go into a restaurant, most people have all of their stuff like blocking the entryway, and they only got business stuff out there. So I was like, yo, the best way to do this, man, is just be seen. Go out in the public, talk to the people, set a mic out 10 feet away. People gonna look at me crazy. They gonna look at the stuff on there. I'm like, man, we sit down. We stop a park ranger. We stop the girl that was an executive. We stop my mans that ran up the hill twice right
now. Arm security, top flight.
Arm security, you know what I mean? We getting somebody's attention. The lady told me, I have no idea what the ranger was like. I have no idea what a podcast is.
I mean, look at the demographic. We had a ranger and executive. Yeah, like. That's crazy. It touches everything. But
that's not my demo.
But I mean,
demo.
But you say that. But I mean, you say that's not your demo. But I'll say this: she was a grown folk handling her business.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's your demo.
That's a true point right there. Yeah, man. Shout out to my bands for definitely doing that.
That was
all right, man. We're at hour 7 in. So usually I don't try to go over that. So I've had this in my phone for 2 weeks now. I've been trying to get this content off. So we might as well sit down and have this conversation right now. All right. Family sues Robin Hood. Okay. After their son's death, Dan and Dorothy Kern said they were horrified to learn that their son panicked, their 20-year-old son panicked, and he reportedly tried and failed to get in touch with Robin Hood about his negative account balance of $730,000.
Yeah.
College student Alex Kearns mistakenly believed he owed that staggering sum of money and took his own life last June after his desperate pleas to Robin Hood went unanswered. According to his family, Alex left a note that signaled confusion about his negative Robin Hood balance. If he had been able to get a hold of somebody, he would be alive today, Dan told CNN Business in an interview.
I think they're forgetting the main part. Before Robin Hood even found out he killed himself, I'm pretty sure that his account was cleared the next week. Like, they had actually been able to fix it for him, and they were unaware, I think, at the time that he had actually taken his life already. Like, Robin had to fix the problem, and that's not giving them any credit. I just feel like that tells you how close of a decision this was. It's like, one more week, or I think it's like a week or so later, we still have my mans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we live in trying times right now where that, like everybody's funds is low. I think right now Congress just passed another... Or they're not finished.
Yeah, it's about to go to the floor, I think.
Yeah, it's got to go to the full-on Senate where they're going to give people, you know, more stipend, more money and stuff like that to help out. This isn't a time period that we can be in where you could just, like, mess up somebody's money, though. You know what I mean?
I don't even think it's, like, it's not just the money thing. It's, like, the money is one thing, like, but now you're in the house, like, you're quarantined. Like, this is, you remember, last June, quarantine just started.
Right.
He's in the middle of college. He's probably, like, the other things are stressing him out, like, the thing, no, what's crazy is we're talking about this. He's like, we don't even know what his student loan situation might have looked like on top of that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a different, that's yeah, a whole different, you know, bracket right there.
Yeah. I think they should be held accountable. They need to. Because I think if you look more into it, it was like he was lended some money through Robinhood to, like, you know, work stocks or something like that. I'm not 100% sure how Robinhood works or something like that. But I did read into this. And it's just negligence. There is no reason that there should be no business that handles that much money and doesn't have a readily available customer service line. Like, you have my money, you should always be available.
Hey, go ahead, let me give you a Rick Ross grunt. There you go. I mean, and you know, even do you know how long the time span that he was trying to call them?
I'm not aware of that, but I mean, I know they said he started the account when he was in high school.
And see, here's the problem that I have. Like, this digital era that we live in right now, man, it's like even now, like, when you call companies that are closed because of COVID and stuff, a lot of them aren't answering the phone. Second to that, they may tell you to email them, which it may take 2 or 3 days for somebody to even get back to you. You know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, we'll process it in 2 to 3 days and get back to you on X, Y, and Z. But it's like, if we're going to do stocks and stuff like that, or like have our money available to us on their phones, there's a higher level of responsibility that these places should have. I feel like something like Robinhood should have like a 24-hour chat line.
My thing is like this. You're a financial institution. How do you not have a 24-hour, like, every bank has one.
Yeah.
My boy works for a financial firm, and they have office hours, but they do have like a weekend situation where they're not in the office. There is someone that can answer, because you have someone's money. You literally are dealing with people's livelihood. Like, how are you not available? You know what I mean? Especially in the tech era, when, like, I know people like to believe that like apps and stuff are great, and they are, but all this is man-made. Things and mistakes will happen, which means you need someone, a person who's readily available to fix it. I just think it's like hilarious that we used to laugh at, remember when you used to call customer service and people would be so mad that they'd be outsourced to other countries?
Yeah.
And now you can't even get in touch with somebody. And I'm like, bro, I had no problem talking to my man in Bangladesh. At least he answered the phone.
But it's always like about like a money situation though. You know what I mean? It's always about that, man. All right, man, we've been here about an hour and 5. I think I skipped ahead on one of these. But, yeah, man, what you got to celebrate? We're going to go ahead and do our segment called Three Cheers, man. What do you got to celebrate?
I'm about – this week I'll be 20 episodes in on my pod.
There you go.
I did my first interview this week.
What do you mean your first interview?
Shouts to Sebi OG, a pretty good friend of mine. He's an artist out here. He's got a good amount of traction, actually, to be honest. And I'd never done an interview before. I had guests on the pod once or twice, but not like a those are more conversations. Like, this was the first time I had planned out questions, went through the whole thing, how he started, what's his goal, like his vision for it, and everything like that. It was very good. Like, it went very well.
Okay, well, shout out to you, man. I want to go ahead and do a three cheers, something to celebrate. Tiger Woods is healthy. That was something that you hit me on. I talked to you, like, yeah, how you feel about it, man? And you know, it hit me because we were just talking about it, me and Lex was, you know, in previous episodes, man. Tiger Woods had a, you know, I don't even have to run through it. I'm sure the whole world knows. But they're saying that it's not going to interrupt his golf career, other than he just be out for about a year and a half. So.
Yeah. They're saying the car looks worse than what the accident was, because he fell down the thing. But him himself isn't as banged up as you would think someone is from an accident like that.
My analogy for that was like, yo, if Alex Smith can come back, Tiger Woods can come back. It's a 10-year age difference, probably, for sure. But
three cheers for Helix alumni.
There we go.
That's crazy, my man.
All right, man, go ahead, do the plug, man, in case people really loved you, man. Where can they find you again,
you
man?
You can find me being delinquent on all social media platforms. I believe, I don't have my phone on me, this is funny, I believe I'm Dunzo619 on IG. I'm on Twitter, I'm Dun_Zo. You can find me at The Young and The Washed on IG and Twitter. That's The Young and The Washed. And we run through a company called JP25 Media. My friend's brother unfortunately lost his life due to a fake drug that he was taking. And this is just in honor of him and JP25. His name is Jake Palais. And we just do this in honor of him. He was big personality, big guy. I always say he used to like the Kingpin off Daredevil. That's my man. Yeah. And just funny guy. And we're just trying to keep who he was alive in doing what we're doing, you know?
There you go. All right, man, shout out to Zoe for coming through and hanging and filling in for Lex. Lex be back next week, y'all. New merch coming out, new hats, new shirts. I got one of the hats on right now.
Merch alert.
We doing the stitching.
Bless you.
We're not selling them right now. I don't want the park ranger to come and get me right now. Shout out to my friend in the yellow.
Bitches smiling at you, it must be happy hour. They put the cloth across your lap soon as you sat down. It's feeling like you own every place you choose to be at now. Walking through airport security with your hat down, instead of getting a pat down, they just keep on saying that they feel you, nigga. Yeah. It's been too long.